This is Dr. Dean. This is Dr. Dean. I'm sorry I'm late, but I had to go out and get some medication. Sometimes things happen that way, but that's the way it happened for me. In any event, you are listening to Getting It Done. And for the first musical selection that you'll be listening to is one that goes back a little bit. It goes back to the time of the big bands. And one of the geniuses of that big band was a gentleman by the name of Stan Kent. Let's see if we can pull him up and let you listen to what a giant this particular gentleman was in the field. He started off performing back in 1940s, and what I really enjoyed about him was his ability to transcend all of the other musicians. There he is. That was a great Stan Kenton doing a song called My One and Only Love that was remastered not so long ago. Stan Kenton, his sophisticated approach to writing and arranging music to me was fantastic. He was probably, to me, one of the great arrangers, not only a big band leader, but played a lot of stuff that was that most people had not heard of. But today's featured artist is a gentleman by the name Will Downey. And I excuse me for losing my voice, but that's the way life is. Last week I had him as a featured guest also, but I didn't get a chance to play a lot of his music. This one right here was recorded in October the 9th, 2009. What a beautiful sound he provides. Fade out that they did. That was Will Downing, my feature artist from last week, who didn't give as much attention to him as I wanted to, because the man has a really great sound. He's still living, of course, and one of the unique styles, very similar to what Luther did, but Luther did it on a higher pitch. I'm not going to spend too much time talking, primarily because I lost a grand total of, I think it might be 15 minutes. And so we're going to go on to see if we can. There's a musician who's no longer with us that I'd like to play for you. His name is Wes Montgomery. What a beautiful guitar sound that he provided. One of the very first jazz guitarists. Let's listen to his sound. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lack of effort, so good at doing what he did. It was just remarkable to watch him. He was gone at age 45. We lost really a great talent when we lost the great Wes Montgomery. In keeping with the style, I am going to try to play something that that you might find extremely interesting. Another person who is no longer with us, and that's Joe Samples. What I liked about Joe Samples was he's just a remarkable musician. He's no longer with us. He passed away last year at age 78. By the way, Wes Montgomery, if he were still alive today, would only be in his 70s. And it's not one of the situations where you find that some of these musicians who are no longer with us are forgotten. I'll never forget Joe Samples. Let's listen to him and a young lady by the name of Randy Crawford.
Thank you. today. What more can your love do for me? Someday I'll fly away. Fly away. And fly away. Fly away. Oh. I love you for that song. I think that's beautiful.
Yes, that song was written and then played by Joe Samples. One day I'll fly away. You don't think of Randy Crawford as she was discovered by Joe Samples, as so many others. And you don't really think too much of her singing the song because you've heard others sing it. Lila Hathaway sang that song so romantically with her beautiful style of singing. I can't talk a lot because we don't have a whole lot of time. I think I got about 20 minutes left, but I'd like to play some about something that I don't know if many of you have ever heard or you've heard, but this is George Duke, another person who is no longer with us, and I'm going to keep playing their music because they're so good. Here's George Duke. He died last year also. And these are some of the people that we're going to truly miss, the George Duke and the Joe Samples. Let's listen to the great George Duke playing alive at the Java Jazz Festival in the year 2011.
This is from the Brazilian Love Affair CD.
I often wonder how and what's going to be the downfall of a particular thing this week. It happened to be the music just disappeared completely off the computer. And I hate it when something like that occurs. And especially when I'm behind in the time that I've had so far today, and my music won't even appear for me. So we're going to have to wait a minute and see if it does. So those of you who are still listening, let's see if I can do something about providing you with something that I didn't plan on providing. Let's see if this one will come up. And it says Sting and Stevie Wonder. I don't have to tell you about Stevie Wonder, one of the greatest musicians that ever lived. The man is just remarkable in his singing and his renditions of songs. But here's a song that he put together with Sting, and it's called Frutal. Listen up.
Drying in the color of the evening sun. Tomorrow's rain wants to fade away, but something in our mind will always stay. I have to smile like was meant to quit the lifetime's argument, and nothing comes from violence, and nothing ever could. All born beneath an angry sun. Let's be forgetting how fragile we are. On and on, the rain falls. The light tears from the sky, the light tears from the sky. On and on, the rain will say how fragile we are. How fragile we are.
That was Sting saying Stevie Wonder's, and he was playing some kind of musical instrument himself on this particular scene. This was done, How Fragile We Are, was done for the 60th anniversary or 60th birthday for Sting. Wonder, Stevie, great Wonder, we'll always wonder. Stevie's a little under the weather right now, trying to deal with a kidney problem. And I'm praying to God that, really praying to God that he comes on through, because he's in his 60s also. And but we've lost so many. I hope the good Lord would allow Stevie to be with us for a longer period of time. I'm going to take you now on a journey with a young man who, when he played this song, his name is Joey Alexander. I played him before on the show. He's a 15-year-old genius. What a remarkable ability he has. You know, when you come in contact with those particular levels of children that started performing when they were 7 years old, you say to yourself, I hope they last. We know about Mozart and some of the other great musicians that are the classical ones, but we can greatly tell this kid is a genius. Let's listen up. Joey Alexander playing Smile. When this was recorded, believe it or not, the young man was only 10 years old. 10 years old playing like that. To me, is unbelievable. We have time enough for one more song because, you see, most often people don't think that some people like that will be around for a long period of time. Well, here's another one. I would like for you to hear another young man who is a little older than Joey. But he's 13 when he recorded this song at the Cross. I wanted to always, at least from now on, to include at least one religious song in my program. And so if we get to do the whole thing, because I see I have about maybe 3 minutes left, let's see. This is At the Cross by Yoham Kim.
Remember that name, you'll hear it again. Have a good weekend, people.